Our catechism question this week is number 106. What do we pray for in the sixth petition? And the answer is, in the sixth petition, which is, and lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil, we pray that God would either keep us from being tempted to sin, or support and deliver us when we are tempted. In this part of the Lord's Prayer, the Lord Jesus continues the idea in the fifth petition, in which we asked both to be forgiven for continuing sin and to be made forgivers of others' sin against us, and that we are encouraged to ask for forgiveness of sin, because the only way we have ever forgiven someone else from the heart is by God giving us new life, giving us faith in Christ, and applying to us the forgiving heart and mind and righteousness of the Lord Jesus. But in asking that we would be forgiven, we remember that our sin continues to offend against God. And in remembering that we need to forgive when others sin against us, we remember that not only does sin offend against God, but sin harms and offends against other people. And since we have this view of sin, and since the Spirit teaches us to have this view of sin, and Jesus teaches us to pray with this view of sin, we recognize that our remaining sin is offensive and harmful. And we ask for God's help, not just with a view towards sin that we have committed, but we ask for God's help with a view towards sin that we might but don't want to commit. And yet we don't have it in ourselves to not commit those sins, and we know our weakness. We know that there are particular occasions in which the sin that is in us takes advantage of us, that there is, in that remaining fleshliness, desire for sin. So when we say, lead us not into temptation, we're asking that the Lord mercifully spare us from those occasions in which desire would be awakened and come to life, and desire, when it conceives, leads to sin. You know, James chapter 1 says that none of us can say, may say that God tempts us. So when we say, lead us not into temptation, we're not saying God might tempt us or God might not tempt us, and we're asking him to not do the first one. No, we're saying we know that we have that wickedness that is in us, and that there are some situations that in which we find ourselves more susceptible to that wickedness that is in us. And we are praying to the Lord, that he would mercifully keep us out of those situations. And yet, God in his wisdom does permit and decree for us situations that in which there are temptations. In fact, although some are more provoking and some are less provoking, or maybe to put it more correctly, in some situations we're more susceptible to sin, and in other situations we're less susceptible to sin, we're always susceptible to sin. And so when we ask him to deliver us from the evil, we're not just asking him to deliver us from the evil when we are tempted in a severe way by our remaining sin, but we're always tempted in at least a comparatively from the severe way, we're always tempted to some extent. And so we always continually need God to deliver us from the evil that is in us. In fact, this is what we prayed in the first and second and third petitions. We prayed that we would hallow God's name. We prayed that not only would we be kept in the kingdom of grace, which means, you know, don't let my sin overcome me. But we prayed that the kingdom of glory might be hastened, which means deliver me not just moment by moment from remaining sins and sinfulness, but deliver me at last from any remnant of my remaining sin. We prayed that we would be able to know and desire and do God's will. So all of that is deliver us from the evil. Deliver us from evil. It is especially with a view to the evil that remains in us. And so there's an awareness here as we come to the conclusion of the Lord's Prayer of the difference between us and God. Next week in the conclusion to the Lord's Prayer, last catechism question, we'll think about thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. But this week in the sixth petition, we think about not what God is like forever, but what we are like for now. Mine is the sinfulness and the neediness and the weakness for now. And so long as we are on this side of glory, we have that sin that is always with us, that is always tempting us. We recognize that it's a mercy of God to us when he keeps us out of situations in which that sin is more likely to gain the upper hand. And we ask not only for God's mercy with regard to keeping us out of those particular situations, but we ask for God's mercy to attend us continually, because we are continually being tempted. So the question is, what do we pray for in the sixth petition? And the answer is, in the sixth petition, which is, and lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil, we pray that God would either keep us from being tempted to sin, or support and deliver us when we are tempted.